Sorry, I almost fucked that up. You're right. I almost fucked that up.
You were the one who
buckle up for the sex.
With your whole salsa. Fuck you. You were the one who's like, that won't work.
Cheddar.
I'm gonna say things and then be proven wrong.
God damn it. No, I was totally right. Your mouth sucks. I would like.
Hey, girls, you're both pretty.
The mouth works exactly
you both are right.
I brought a similar mouse that just happened to be my own that worked perfectly fine.
Okay,
same
you're both right. Salsa's mouse sucks, and the mouse works better with a little mouse pad thinger underneath. You're both right.
No, let's all go to Arby's.
I like Arby's.
To be fair, I did steal that mouse pad from my last job.
I kind of like Arby's. Because Arby's is the punchline.
What are you talking about? Arby's is my favorite fast food.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's pretty good fast food.
Better than McDonald's.
Yes.
Better than Burger King.
Better
than McDonald's.
Okay.
Better than Burger King.
Okay.
Better than Taco John's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Better than Taco Bell.
Nope.
Than Wendy's.
No.
Better than Hardee's.
No.
How are you saying no to any of these?
Because I know what tastes good.
Oh.
I didn't realize you're going to get into this shit. Apparently, we're in the weeds already. But if that's going to happen, then we got to drink drinks.
So I'm sorry. Roast beef and cheddar is
whoa. Drinks, booze.
We're going to sandwich shop.
Salsa.
Go to roast beef and
cheddar. Salsa. Shut the fuck up. Yep. Talk about booze.
Booze is.
Then we'll go back to it. I promise.
Scott's selection, Bruichladdich, 1990 single.
You mean Bruichladdich?
You're so fucking wrong.
Okay, I didn't catch any of that. I was busy trying to adjust levels because right now everybody's really mad at us.
This is
a Bruichladdich.
There are two things that I will fight. Our Arby's is superior for just about everything.
Yeah.
However, drunk Taco Bell does beat out regular Arby's.
Indian all Taco Bell.
It's been well established that I will never, ever, ever in a million years eat at White Castle unless it's 3 a.m. at Convergence. Like, sure. There is a time
that is,
and place
that is
for
just yeah. wrong.
There is a time and a place for things, but if I'm going to go out for fast food and you say Arby's virtually anything else,
you're going to go with
like
Arby's.
Culver's. Culver's is better. Culver's is way better.
I literally went and got Culver's on my way to a rehearsal for my friend's show. Went and going, I'm pretty sure I didn't like Culver's when I got it like a few years ago, but whatever, it's the only thing on the way. Stopped at Culver's, bought a thing, went back to my car, took a bite of the burger, was like, took a fry or two, took another bite of the burger in case I was wrong, threw it the fuck away. I threw it away rather than eat it. It was so bad. Culver's is somehow worse than all the shit I've eaten out of garbage cans at Renaissance Festival.
What you're talking about,
Matt?
Have you
ever thought about the possibility that you have just eaten so much shit over the years that, when introduced to like an actual proper-ish kind of food,
that
your body revolts?
Bullshit.
Have you ever considered that when you walked into the place, they went, "It's this douchebag. Give him the shit from the garbage."
Maybe that could be, but in that case, that's still a knock against Culver's. If you're going to dick over somebody, like, you're not in a good place.
Except for you, Matt. Like, I feel like if an establishment is going to dick over Matt.
Sure. But Culver's is, I think, honestly, you managed to somehow, like, pull a worse chain than Arby's in your defense of Arby's. That's amazing.
You were living in topsy-turvy world because you're defending top to bottom instead of bottom to top here. Like, you're all fucked up. Like, what the hell?
Okay, so what...
I could have something that is greasy and nasty and leaves a grease stain on my hand, which is a washable thing, and yet somehow... Or I could have a roast beef and cheddar sandwich that's delicious.
What are we talking about? What are we comparing right now?
The greasy, nasty one that leaves grease stain all over the place is Hardee's.
No, we need locations. No, Hardee's is like, Hardee's is the Midwestern Carl's Jr. They make a great burger.
It's
an adequate burger if you just don't want to taste what you're eating and just eat something. which is what fast food usually is.
No, that's what McDonald's and Burger King are. Yes. Except Burger King fails because you taste it and hate it.
Yes. So McDonald's on the scale of the shitty to good, burger on place. Shitty to good, you've got,
love aside from Culver's,
you've got Burger King's way at the bottom.
I love Culver's. I'm sorry.
Okay, we all know we all know Burger King is at the bottom, right?
White Castle is at the bottom.
Okay, White Castle.
Are you shitting?
White Castle, weigh the fuck. Scrape it off the bottom of my boot bottom.
I literally have a freezer
bottom.
Full of White Castle burgers.
That is
right
disgusting.
Now. They are the greatest.
That is disgusting.
They are top three or four.
Salsa.
Absolutely.
Are
disgusting.
You surprised
okay.
that
so,
Matt has
White
something
Castle,
disgusting
yeah,
in his freezer?
He thinks White Castle's good and Culver's is bad. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is
I'll
going
point
on.
Out, in case this helps my argument, I was not the purchaser of said White Castle. That means there's a
free is free.
Two, no,
yeah,
no,
free is free.
When Megan goes, yeah, I was at the store and I saw White Castle. And I was like, fuck yeah, White Castle, and brings home White Castle. I go, that's what's up.
I really free, like free. I like Megan a lot, but knowing that she's dating you, I can't account for her taste in general.
No, exactly.
Like that's it confuses.
I think
me.
We can all
this
agree
is like the best
because
of
Matt's
Boys
outvoted.
That's not a Doughboys
Matt's
podcast.
Outvoted because. Therefore, we can all agree.
I'm gonna okay, say I'm yeah. sure we've done this, but let's okay.
that White Castle's at the very
okay,
bottom.
So let's talk about this.
After
okay.
that, after White Castle, now we've got Burger King.
Wait. Let's make this a little more easy to understand.
Okay.
Top three.
How
let's
about
just
we
say
keep
burger
doing what I was
start...
doing instead of fucking interrupting
no,
you all over the time?
That's
no,
move.
Shut the fuck up.
No, see,
this is what
Jenna
we're doing.
Feels like.
It really is.
No, okay.
This is amusing. That's
so what we're doing
I want
is...
you to elucidate in two different ways.
The
because
bottom
I want to be
is White Castle. Then we're moving up a step to, we'll go with Burger King.
I would have said Taco John's.
Okay. Well, I was going to leave the taco ones out for the moment.
I want burgers only.
No, we're moving up to Burger King. Then we've got McDonald's.
So it's White Castle, Burger King, McDonald's?
Yep.
That's your bottom three.
Yeah. So we're now moving into the second tier, the middle tier, if you will.
Oh, we're at three tiers.
Okay, which is
I feel like I'll
now
listen.
We're going into Wendy's.
Okay.
Wendy's is still pretty
that's
crappy meat.
That you think
but better quality than McDonald's. Now we're moving up. Now we've got Hardee's. Hardee's has better quality meat, but it's still greasy and nasty
I would
shit.
Put Hardee's at the bottom. I'm not.
That's fair. Okay. That's fair.
Insane.
Because they use real meat, I'm going to put them closer to the middle as opposed to the whatever it is.
Yeah, but if
most
you fuck up real
are.
Meat, it's still fucked.
True. Now we're moving into the upper echelon. Now we've got Arby's, and now we've got Culver's at the top.
I would more or less agree with that.
So you've been outvoted.
Is that a fucking democracy?
Yeah, it is.
I'm taking my podcast and going home.
bitch, it's my podcast.
God damn it. All right, Jenna.
Yeah?
I want to know, top, bottom, and Salsa, you're going to have to come back to this, because what I want
no, absolutely.
Is,
yeah, definitely.
For burgers, I want to know, and then just fast food in general, because then it's a much broader spectrum.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and we're forgetting.
Of course, no, that's
of
the thing, but that's why, like, you gave a relatively burger-centric, with the exception of Arby's. Arby's technically has a burger or two, I think.
Well, I mean, it's
but
a roast
that doesn't
beef
count.
Sandwich.
That's not a, no, but okay, I think they actually have a burger.
Okay.
But that's, like, I won't fault
but
Arby's
I don't
for being
for,
a burger
for,
chain.
For the sake of argument, yeah. though, we can leave it out if you so desire.
Yeah. I would just say, like, what about just that
is but
a,
I would also leave Hardee's out of that
okay,
point,
we'll,
too.
We'll leave it in, but with a big asterisk.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
Look right, at the size of that asterisk.
Damn, that asterisk.
For me...
This is really tasty, Scott.
I'm fucking even trying it, damn it.
I would look at the list in two ways, actually.
Okay.
There is what I think is good, and then what I prefer to taste. So what
okay,
I think
so objectively
is like
good
objectively
versus good
versus personally good.
Okay.
Objectively
that's
good.
That's the thing.
I would say White Castle at the bottom. Follow that up with burger wise. I don't actually eat the Culver's burgers. I always have the chicken.
I
love
the chicken
there.
Their chicken might be great.
Love their French
fries. Their cod is really good.
Yeah, but they're butter
maybe
burgers, so
I fucking hate butter burgers.
Knowing that there's butter in them. I just kind of avoid them.
That was my Godfather's
so really,
favorite thing. Was
I cannot that, speak I to Culver's burgers. I do like other Culver's foods,
okay.
but I cannot
that's
speak
fair.
To the burgers.
And so maybe that's the lesson is like, I should try something else.
I love the chicken.
Okay. I do like chicken at most places. Yeah.
I also love their fries, and you don't.
I don't. I didn't like the fries.
Oh,
but you don't have to like both the fries
their
and
onion
the,
rings
the other.
No, one of the other is fine. Like, if two places are close enough together, I will get my
like,
preferred burger and my preferred fries.
And I will say,
two stops.
For me personally, there is nothing that I like about White Castle. Except for every once in a while, a depressive, drunken whatever. But that's it.
3 a.m. at Convergence.
Yeah.
That's more common than you guys are letting on.
But there is that. But I don't like their fries. I don't like their chicken buttholes or whatever it is
so
that they have. I don't like
their
any of that.
Honey mustard sauce.
Then as far as like my taste, I would actually have Wendy's as second. Burger King is third. McDonald's hitting the top. But yeah, I can't. It's hard because I think that I probably would put Culver's above McDonald's, like knowing the food that I like. But yeah, like,
but if you're talking burgers, that's like, a separate
animal. Well, actually, if we're talking straight burgers, I do prefer Burger King burgers, their Whopper Juniors, above pretty much any other fast food.
I like that a Burger King burger, for what it is relatively self-contained and not greasy.
Yeah,
and I'm not against a greasy burger. I like the idea of the flame broiled, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. We're just marketing.
Oh, it's
but what
marketing,
that does mean is you get a drier burger.
Yeah,
and so I can go, oh fuck, if I could get that style of burger from one or two other places, that would elevate those other places, honestly, like above where I have them currently.
There is a fine line between dry and greasy, right there's that sweet spot in the middle where it's moist but not
well, and that's
I feel
dripping.
Like Burger King hits that more often.
Yeah,
than
I think you're
see,
right.
To me, it's I don't like the way their burgers taste, and they more often than not to me come off as just too dry.
Okay,
and so the thing.
Then again,
I
always get it with like the lettuce and the
tomato. Oh, me too. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
so, more veg. Like, yeah, load up the veggies.
Like, I always get like how much stuff can you get on this for free? Give me all of that.
Yeah.
And you can often upgrade me to something more because I like more stuff.
Was it Wendy's once had the like meat lover burger, which was basically nothing but meat and meat and meat
and
there
more
was
meat.
The
it was just like
I think we
meat
ate this
and
with
bacon
like
and more and then there was
the
like
Baconator, like the double baconator.
Oh yeah,
and it was like you ate that hurt. And you just went. I kind of just want a piece of lettuce.
I really want a salad. Yeah, right? No, that's right. Because
like,
that was
it
the
was
thing
too
that,
much.
Like, we got one, and we're all like, "This sounds amazing." We all like went home, and then like the three of us sat around the table, and we're like, "Oh,
like halfway through, you're like, I just want the taste of tomato."
Do you know what I actually really like from Wendy's? Hmm. And this is going to sound awful to anybody that remembers, but I like the chili.
No, the chili's good.
Wendy's chili is pretty fucking good.
Their chili's good.
Their nuggets are really good.
I think my favorite fast food sandwich remains the spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's.
Okay.
The one with the jalapeno.
Yeah. No, the one that's just like the breaded chicken, but it's like a little spicy. Like the old school, the original spicy chicken.
Was that Wendy's or Hardee's that did the jalapeno chicken?
Wendy's has done one, but that was like a different
they
thing.
They did a jalapeno burger and a jalapeno chicken burger.
Yeah, that's
I'm pretty
that's
sure it was Wendy's.
Yeah, that was Wendy's. Yeah. And that was good too, because I ate the fuck out
really
of those
good.
While they had them. But that was a limited time thing. But I'm just saying,
it
if you walk up and you can know they have it.
But
spicy chicken. And
talking
Wendy's.
About an individual single sandwich, like
sure, okay.
Yeah.
I went and my wife was like, "They've got jalapeno in this," and I'm like, "Yeah, but it's going to be American." I took a bite and I went,
"No, they
no, yeah. this is actually fucking really good."
Because that's when they had those was back when I was living with a friend of the podcast, Anna Levine, up in north.
Sure.
And there's that Wendy's right off Broadway, and so coming home from work, I would drive past that Wendy's, and there's either Wendy's and Taco Bell, and so every night I had Sophie's Choice. And then I had to ride the additional six blocks to go home and then eat. And so it was just like, it was, you know, relatively 50-50. The big difference really being, do I want chicken or beef?
Absolutely,
if I go to Wendy's, I'm usually getting beef. Like I just said, I love their spicy chicken, but that's a once and again treat. But if I'm going to Wendy's, you're probably going for like a Baconator or something like that. Whereas if I go to Taco Bell, I almost always get some kind of chicken burrito. And so it was kind of like, which mood am I in?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then that would decide. But the time I got the, I don't remember if it was the burger, the chicken thing, at the jalapenos, was like, oh, do your worst, Wendy's.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it did. Like,
no, it was really, really
It was
good.
Just like, holy fuck, this is really spicy. This is delicious. And like 3 hours later, it was like, prepare my butthole. Like, this is going to be rough.
I was really surprised, but this was during Fest, and we were picking your brother up
on
a daily basis.
I like that guy.
Every weekend, and there was a Wendy's right there, and we would always stop, and I would get like two of the spicy burgers and two of the spicy chicken sandwiches, and just my mouth would be on fire. And
Wendy's,
I
do think, does very good limited time special stuff.
Oh yeah,
theirs tend to be.
They
good.
Experiment.
No, that, no,
they're willing to
that,
experiment.
That is going to be my next question. Now then, is what Is there another fast food place that actually does experiment? Like, hey,
We already Arby's. Know the McRib is going to be on your list.
No, but at this point, that's a regular. I'll say but yes, that's good.
Okay, that's a regular. Yeah.
But you can kind of expect it. But like for people that you go, what the fuck is this? And it's there for like a month and it's gone.
Arby's like, does that. Wins,
those don't always come back. I don't think I've seen that jalapeno burger.
I don't know. I don't. I honestly don't. Arby's eat is out doing enough it though, right. to yeah. know sure. like the short term stuff.
And like Taco Bell, I think does it, but they do it every 2 months. Taco Bell is like, check out our new blank. But again, because of the nature of what
with
they're making,
Doritos show
there's very little yeah. variation. So it's like it's a new thing, and it's mm-hmm. like you're.
Oh my god, you guys! I'm about to blow your mind. There are people that get hired to come up with those things, mm-hmm. right?
Sure. Yeah.
Basically, they are almost always your average Joe with some kind of cooking experience, whatever. That is told, come into our kitchen. Make something new with the ingredients that are already
yeah,
here.
Yeah, make sure we already own it so we don't have to spend extra. Yeah.
So somebody had to go into the Arby's kitchen and create their loaded french fries that is basically like mm-hmm. poutine with
yes. yeah.
I've not all had of this shit. That's Can you imagine you're not being that
Arby's
person?
Because you're stupid.
No, the thing is, I actually do go there. I do go to Arby's. But I think Arby's is not a great chain. It also pisses me off that it's wickedly expensive.
Arby's is pricier like a whole than more of the third other ones. Above
yeah, any but other the quality of meat that you're getting is a lot better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're actually getting meat as opposed to.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you being sold that idea? Or is it true?
Oh, no, you're actually getting better quality.
Are
stuff.
You?
Yes.
As a guy that works in a sandwich shop and has had roast beef?
Yes.
And Arby's roast beef?
Yes. I'm not saying it's sandwich, like artisan sandwich shop quality.
I'm not an artisan sandwich shop. No. I'm a fast food sandwich shop. But I'm just saying, their roast beef is a pile of shit.
It is, but it's better than McDonald's, whatever they're calling beef.
They are the roast beef equivalent of.
Yes.
If you're going to deli slice beef, Arby's is the McDonald's burger.
Arby's is absolutely the McDonald's of deli beef, mm-hmm. but. That shitty deli beef is still better than the McDonald's
but that's
burger
that's,
meat.
To me, though, that is entirely a preference judgment as opposed to a quality judgment. I don't think it's an objective.
I think if
you just grind up and make a patty out of that Arby's beef, it becomes a McDonald's burger. I don't think there's anything more special about what they're bringing to the table.
Dear listeners.
That's fair. And that's the thing. And maybe
do we
knows.
Have anybody on our podcast that actually knows the metrics and the measurements mm-hmm. of
this. You want to add knowledge to our debates? I feel like that's a danger.
Well, we're not doing it here. Okay. It's not like they can speak up right now.
Thank God.
I'm just saying, like, on our Facebook page, be like, oh, hey, you know, I know X about this or whatever.
Post the link to the study.
Like, actual, yeah, cite your sources.
Yeah.
I mean.
But, yeah, I'm curious if somebody has actually done this research.
Fair enough. Now, if we want to get into deli sandwiches?
Do we?
That's another.
I mean,
that's
of course
whole other
we
bag.
Do. Everyone wants to get all up in a deli sandwich.
But if we want to go with deli sandwiches, that flips
only,
the script.
No, agreed. But I bring
because
it up only
now Arby's so is near the bottom.
Of course, right. No, I agree.
And
that's
slightly
an
above
comparison.
It is Subway,
not,
and you got Potbelly's way up above
sure.
that. And,
I'm not trying to compare
Jimmy
Arby's.
John's is in between there.
Yeah, I'm not trying to compare Arby's to like a deli because like a good deli obviously has better meat. Yeah. I'm just saying, knowing
you work
what,
at Potbelly's?
I'm in Potbelly.
Okay, because Potbelly's is fucking good.
It is. It's really good. Yeah,
I do have to give
it
you
is
that
really
one.
Good.
Potbelly's
and,
is good.
But that's the thing. It's just like, okay, but the thing is, they are still fast food. Mm-hmm. So you know they're not buying the most expensive prime cut of anything.
No.
And so if ours is X, and having had Arby's, I know it's what I consider like Z minus. Mm-hmm. They're essentially. To me, the McDonald's, like the same thing I believe about like Subway or Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
It's just like, ugh, I see what you did here, which is to say, a very little.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, okay.
What do you think about Herbert's and Gerbert's?
I love their bread. Herbert's and Gerbert's?
Yes.
Mealios.
Because then they give
and
you
Jimmy
a little,
John's
they
actually
pull
too.
The bread out of the middle and then give it to you on the
yeah.
side.
Oh, no, that's the thing, is that there is an Herbert's and Gerbert's. Two buildings
need,
away from me downtown.
I need to get an Herbert's and Gerbert's close
yeah.
to me.
But no, but again, they're all the same thing. Mealios, Herbert's and Gerbert's is the third.
Yeah.
But they're all the same thing. And so the bread's the same. And so, like, but I fell in love with Herbert's and Gerbert's when I lived in La Crosse.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister who came, she had to, she works for Wells Fargo, had to do some training stuff downtown.
Sure.
This is like a year ago. And so she's like, oh, I'll stop in and visit. I'll be in like the next building over. I was like, oh, cool. And so, sure enough, on lunch, she stops and I'm like, hey, you know, what's up? And she's like, hey, I'm like, yeah, you hungry? You want a sandwich? And she's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, oh. And she has an Urbis and Gerbert's bag in her hand. I'm like, are you fucking serious right now? And she's like, okay, look. Like, it's I lived really in La Crosse for 4 years. I went to school. I'm like, no, I know. That's where I fell in love with the Urbis and Gerbert's. She goes, yeah. They're bread. I'm like, yeah, you're right. The thing is, I think Potbelly bread is fucking amazing. But it is but not the
Herbert's
same thing.
And Gerbert's is,
if you yeah. crave, and this is also the same thing that a lot of people, I think, have with taco joints, which gets into the Taco John's, Taco Bell thing, or Del Taco, which I wish Megan, tonight, this is to make it topical, tonight was like, no, I think there's at least one Del Taco in Minnesota, and you shut your fucking mouth, because this is a deal breaker. She goes, what? Like, if you're promising me a false Del Taco in Minnesota, we are breaking the fuck up.
False promises,
she's like,
yeah.
I don't think I promised anything. She's like, I think I said I thought I heard there was one. I'm like, well, you're fucked then. She goes, well,
you're getting my hopes up, bitch.
It might have been Michigan. I'm like, that does me no good.
Michigan?
Yeah. And sure enough, Google. Yep, there's one in Michigan.
That's not...
Might as well be fucking France. I'm not going to go to Michigan. Are you shitting me? I have taste. Like,
I'm going to evolve this conversation.
But anyway, real quick. The point, though, being that there is a level of parity with taco places, I think, where that, to me, is much more open to less quality of ingredients and more you like the way they do their seasoning, or you like the way they do their guac,
their potatoes,
or you like the way, something like that.
They have either potato olays or they have whatever.
But so I feel
whatever,
like that's
yeah.
one where, like, you that's even harder to argue someone out of, because they're all bad,
oh, yeah.
but you like a certain flavor of bad.
My wife, her preferred place to go get food is Taco Bell. Or Taco John's, sorry.
Okay.
Taco Bell.
Harder
no,
to
Taco
find
Bell. Taco
States.
Bell, sorry. I okay. always
Taco Bell's
I don't like either of them, so I love them together. But Taco Bell is her, like, go-to.
Okay.
And... Okay, I'll eat there if I have to, but I would prefer anything else. My wife and I have the opposite taste in everything.
Gentlemen, I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Oh, fuck. That's such a...
Well, I will never shop at Papa John's ever.
That is my favorite pizza.
Because fuck that guy.
I knew this was going to happen. But, this delights me so much.
Agreed. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But that is my favorite shitty pizza.
I will never give him money.
I don't care.
Papa Murphy's is what I like. Hate.
Jesus. It's funny, and I have since high school.
That's fine.
Like, look, there's a Papa Murphy's in town, where he's like, what the shit?
But
like,
their cheesy bread is... fucking amazing, because it's like an inch of bread and then an inch of cheese. Like, it's half cheese, and I gotta give that props, because most places it's like this dry sprinkle of cheese on top, and this is like, fuck you, this is cheese.
No.
Usually we don't, but if we get Papa Murphy's, we get the cheese bread, because fuck me, that's a lot of cheese on
there. Where do you land on this, Jenna?
I generally don't get pizza from the general chains, because cheese.
Right.
But
back in the day, you've certainly eaten
back in the day, I think actually Pizza Hut was my favorite for quite a while.
I don't like pizza, but their breadsticks are amazing.
The breadsticks are good. I have a story. So when I was pregnant, I'm like 5 months pregnant, and Jesso was craving spicy food all the time. And I live two blocks away from a Domino's. So I would call
them.
Did
they have wings at this point?
They did have wings at this point.
Really?
Yep.
That long ago?
Yeah, 99.
Wow. I was newer than that. Huh? I guess
did they lose them for a while then again, or get them back?
No, that lines up with my mental image. I just thought it was longer ago.
Yeah.
That just seems like
they were one of the first pizza chains, I think, to do the wing thing. Or at least
I think they were.
I really think they
did
were.
Did they
pretty sure.
open or buy Wing Street?
They eventually bought it.
Okay, I wasn't sure if they created it.
This
or
is
if
a
it
conversation
was
that happened on Doughboys that I can't remember now, so I'm probably
fair
getting
enough
facts wrong.
Whatever.
So it might be that was a brand they absorbed, or maybe it's a brand they tried to kind of create within their own. But like that was a big deal.
Yeah,
and I think they were the first,
because Wing Street was like, we've got wings now.
So yeah. I'm pregnant and I want wings, and there's a Domino's two blocks away, but I'm pregnant, so I'm also lazy as fuck. So I want them to deliver that shit to me, the whole two blocks.
And you're within their too close to deliver range?
Or? However, they won't deliver unless it's over a certain dollar amount.
Minimum delivery amount, yeah. It's like $15.
Here's my pregnant ass at least twice a week calling up Domino's and being like, I would like to order two orders of wings,
I would like
please.
$25 worth of wings,
please. Yep. Because I was too lazy to walk.
Did they just know you as that drunk, pregnant lady?
Yeah, the pregnant chick? Yeah, pretty much.
That's me. I'm drunk.
Yeah, I'm you're drunk. I'm not pregnant now, but I was back.
You guys
in the day.
Have heard Mr. Lazarchik's story about the pizza guy, right?
I mean, I've heard a lot of stories.
About right after he and Gwen got married and moved into their new place?
Well, yeah. Tell it now. You tease the audience.
Okay. So he tells this story, and we'll find out later if it's true or not, but what he said he did is they right after they moved into their new place, they ordered pizza delivery. And he goes to his wife, and by the way, his wife is fucking hot as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, okay, when the pizza guy gets here, what you're going to do is you are going to answer the door, and you are going to be wearing no shirt except one of my flannel shirts unbuttoned. Mm. You know?
Right.
Just virtually nothing to the imagination here.
College movie style.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tease, yeah.
And he was like, and Gwen's like, why? And he was like, because for the rest of the time that we live here, we are going to get the fastest delivery you can possibly imagine.
He's not wrong.
Because that very first time you open the door and she's standing there fucking hot, and he said, from every single time after that, we've called up and ordered pizza. That pizza is there in like no time flat.
Yeah.
And he says, I answer the door, and every single time the delivery guy goes, oh.
Yep.
Aww.
No, Mark knows what's up.
Oh, yeah.
He has good plans.
Getting back to the pizza thing,
sorry.
The pizza that I do now put at the top of my list is Toppers.
Toppers is very good.
Toppers is pretty good.
Yeah. They have their taco pizza.
You can have the taco pizza
without cheese, and it's still absolutely amazing.
I cannot get behind a pizza that has cold lettuce on top of it.
Oh, and see, I'm totally fine with that.
I've had a taco pizza once, and the cold lettuce just made me go, nope.
Which is weird, because it's like you eat, like, many foods have a combination of hot and cold ingredients.
No, absolutely.
You know,
and a burger with cold lettuce and tomatoes.
Right, that's
and everything.
The whole thing.
It's like whatever.
If you get a burger with hot lettuce and tomato, you're like, you fucked up my burger.
Yeah, but something about the lettuce and the nacho cheese and everything like that. Something about that pizza just doesn't agree with me.
It's weird.
I don't like it.
But I mean, there's definitely a lot to be said for just like expectation. Because there's a thing.
Toppers has an amazing.
This actually came up the other night. Megan and I were sitting around. We're like, okay, we got leftovers from a couple days ago. We're just gonna eat that. And she goes, if I pay for it, can we go get burgers? And I was like, the answer to anything is yes. If you say you're going to pay for it. And go, however, and my caveat was, we live in fucking Uptown. I want to go somewhere where I can get a normal fucking burger. And that's a lot harder than you'd think. Because in Uptown, they want to go, oh yeah, would you like a cheeseburger? And you're like, oh, yes, thank God. I desperately want a cheeseburger. I've had like a long day, a long
week.
And
it's got like aioli
pepper
on
jam.
It.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, well, our cheeseburger is such and such beef seasoned with, you know, some kind of cocksuckery, and
it has, you know, sriracha aioli and goat cheese.
It's always an aioli instead of that, and it's a goat cheese, and it's whatever, and you just go like, for fuck's sake. Like, I'm a fucking hipster if you want to call me one. Great. I like art. I'm not smart. I failed at a school.
Beef. And I want cheddar cheese, and I want a piece of lettuce.
No, I want the option of that other burger, because sometimes I want that.
Yeah.
But are times you're like, look, dude, I want a burger. I want some cheese on it. Maybe
just a fucking Kraft slice.
Yeah, maybe maybe some bacon. And then leave me alone. And for fuck's sake, give me ketchup. And then we're good.
Do you want the spicy seasoned ketchup?
The Dijon ketchup.
Sriracha ketchup. Because everything's sriracha
now. Or it's a fucking aioli, or it's fucking just mayonnaise.
Remember when nobody knew what sriracha was?
Those were the halcyon days of yore. We went grocery shopping to pick shit up, because Megan was like, hey, I bought a turkey. I'm like, what? So now I have a fucking turkey to deal with. But we're at fucking Cub, and we're walking down the aisle to get we needed garlic olives for Bloody Marys. And so we're walking down the aisle that has all that shit.
I have some of those.
Which is the same aisle that has ketchup and mustard. Mm-hmm. And she's like, erk, the fuck? And just like has turned to her right. And I'm like, heh? And there is, like, on the ketchup shelf, the ketchup, jalapeno ketchup, sriracha ketchup, Tabasco ketchup, two or three other kinds. And here's where you know you're in trouble. Not just that those exist, but the Cub brand flavor essentials.
What?
Also has the cheap version of them, which means these are well established.
Oh, yeah.
Just too old to know it's cool. And it was just like, motherfuck. Oh. And then as we walk farther, it's like, oh, this is the same thing for mustard. And it's like, god damn it. Because all that tells me. And the thing is, those are probably great. And in the right circumstance, I want those. That's awesome. But what that tells me is I'm going to go to places
but I don't
that
want a jar
only
of it.
Have those. Yeah. And I'm going to be denied an option of normalcy. I'm like, we don't do yellow mustard. We don't do deli mustard. We do Spanish aioli sriracha butthole in this place. And if you don't get that, I guess maybe you should have gone to McDonald's.
Jenna.
Yes.
Mexican food. We're talking Mexican fast food.
Mexican fast food?
Yep.
Taco Bell.
What's your list?
Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Top or bottom or middle or everything? Only.
It's pretty much Taco Bell.
So no Chipotle, no...
I hate Chipotle.
Chipotle is
have this bowl of rice that we wrapped in a tortilla.
I love Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
But
or Qdoba or
like there are times when I don't want Chipotle. There's never a time where I don't want Taco Bell.
Yep.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though too, this came up recently I haven't had Qdoba in, I think since maybe 10 years or more. Because the one time I went there, I was like, this is fucking awful. And never went back. So I wonder if I'd like that more now.
Mm-hmm. But well, if Chipotle's not your bag, then maybe not.
I feel like they're pretty similar, right?
Very similar.
And the thing is, Chipotle is not, offensively bad. But I'm like, this is not that good, and it's very expensive.
See,
people praise it too much, and that pisses me
off. I could eat it every day, and I have.
Well, I mean, sure, you
were. Because I think its quality is way better than a lot of other places.
My understanding is all the ingredients there are of a good quality.
Yeah.
I just think they're not putting together a good product.
And that's fair. But I also know exactly what goes into every single one of those, and it is quality. Much like
except for your semen.
Yes.
Well, but that's a bonus.
Yeah. That having been said, I ate at a place yesterday that, wow. It's a place, it's not a chain, it's just a place on West 7th and St. Paul called the Talil Grill, I think it was called.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's just this little tiny restaurant, and holy fuck. Like, you walk in, and there's...
This is like a sit-down restaurant with, menus and shit.
No.
Oh, no.
No. It is, you walk up to the counter, and you say, I want this... And then they make it and they give it to you. And you can either sit in or you can get it to go.
Okay. That's a different animal. Okay. Right.
But they have your standard burrito at a Taco Bell.
Okay.
Sure.
Which is about 6-7 inches long.
You're being generous, but
well, it depends on the breed. I get the XSL ones; those are fucking big.
Okay. Yeah, but okay. I mean, roughly 6 inches
for
long,
an average,
and about
6 inches,
3 inches wide and an inch thicker. So it's like
sure,
but this is how big their tamales are.
Oh, interesting.
And they're $3.
Okay, that's impressive. Yeah.
Yeah, like these big fucking tamales for $3.
I will say you just said you had to go to St. Paul. For
and I'm not saying you have to go there. I'm just saying.
Well, no, because I want
I had
to
this place.
It's fucking St. Paul.
Jesse lives over by where you work. So guess where we're going next.
There you go.
There you go.
What's the name of the place again? T-A-L-I-A-L, I think is how it was pronounced. Talil? T-I-E-L? Anyway. The name escapes me, but you walk in there and they've got a couple people behind the bar not speaking any English, huge smiles on their faces. Like, these people are genuinely happy to be doing what they're doing. And you walk in and the door chimes, you know, that lets people know that people are walking in, and it plays the first 8 bars of the national anthem. Like,
that's awesome.
It's like you walk in and do 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 do. every time. That's hilarious. They're just like happy to be there, and they greet everybody with a huge smile and a cheer. And, you know, regulars are coming in and they're greeting each other really, really warmly.
All right.
And then you get this big fucking tamale for $3, and you get this big ass burrito. Like, take a Chipotle burrito and make it about 3 inches longer.
Nice.
Like, that, and it's like $8.
Impressive.
And just big fuck. And that's...
Actually, you just reminded me of the other place that I would say is really good. Taco Cat.
Oh, my God. I have not
had Taco Cat, which is a one-off. But I really want to.
I fucking love Taco Cat.
We should do a one-off recording at my house and order Taco Cat for it.
All right. We should go back to Du Nord and also, order Taco Cat for it. That's right. We can
do it from there. Yeah. But, yeah, Taco Cat is another place where... What was the place that we went to before the Nerdist recording? El Burrito Loco.
El Burrito Loco. Yep. That was
also good. Actually, I like them a lot. Mm-hmm. And the one that I was just reminded of, though, when you were like, it's kind of that middle ground, is the one that it is a chain because there is one off of Lake. If you go east of 35W, local jokes get you local work.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also one in the Midtown Market, and it's, I think, sort of an O. But the,
O'Flaherty's.
Yes. Clearly that is the place. But no, that's the place that taught Justin and I to start using radishes in our, Mexican food. Because we were like, what the fuck? And then we had it, we're like, oh, duh. Heat and spice.
No,
and
that sounds really good, actually.
Makes perfect sense, yeah. And so it's just like raw radishes, just like, you know, the way, same way you cut up onions, like red onions or whatever.
No, that, I'm already sold.
It was delightful. And we were like, mm-hmm. but it had never occurred to me. And it's, oh, goddamn, it's going to drive me insane. But I'll look it up later. But there is, like, an actual standalone store a few blocks from the Midtown, and there's a kiosk in the Midtown, which is also a fascinating place to go eat food. But the that's another one, though, where it's not as generic, just, like, toss them out the window, like mm-hmm. Taco Bell or Taco John's or whatever.
Have either of you had Rusty Taco?
No.
Nope.
No.
Rusty Taco is really, really, really good, but
I can tell the way
you said
asked.
But
no, the way you even asked, I was like, oh, "There's gonna something's."
Going. No, it's honestly, I would eat there all the fucking time, but they have corn tortillas.
I don't like corn tortillas.
Neither do I.
It's too bad. Like I used to buy them a lot.
If they had flour tortillas,
the place you're talking about doesn't exist, Salsa.
He might have also just been stupid.
No, it's also, I probably have the name all, God, yeah. Kitty Wumpus. But Rusty Taco, they've got really interesting tacos. Like,
Los Ocampo is the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
But the, no, the...
But really creative stuff at Rusty
corn
Taco.
Corn tortillas.
But the tortillas. Just
a corn taco shell, hard shell, I'm down with. But for tortillas, I want flour. And, like, when Anne and I were living together and stuff, like, with the gluten-free thing, so she had to have corn tortillas for stuff. So we'd have those. And so I ended up eating a lot because of sometimes, like, well, we have enough. Awesome. I don't need to go spend money.
Tavi, yes, yes, those. That's the one.
What is it?
Tavial.
Tavial.
It's a V instead of an L in the middle. So Tavial.
But there's just, it's
I told you I couldn't remember exactly what the name was.
But it's just not the same animal. They don't fold as well. Mm. They tend to be a little crumbly.
They, yeah, and the, like, the here's the thing.
Not, maybe it's just
and,
like,
and it's weird because if I get a hard shell taco, it needs to be corn.
Yeah, for sure.
But if I get a soft shell taco, I can't stand corn. Mm-mm. I want a flour tortilla. And Rusty Taco has these really, really, like, they've got a brisket taco with, like, and they've got a million different kinds of meats and a bunch of different kinds of cheeses and sauces. And all these really interesting flavor combinations, but it's all these
key factor.
But it's all of these corn tortillas, and I'm just like, I've eaten there more times than I should have because the fillings are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've eaten, I've gone, I wish this was a corn tortilla. Yeah, I wish this was a flour tortilla.
Yeah, that's an issue for me. And
you also get like their chips are just that like crunchy shrapnel. Perfect.
Nice. That's a drag, then. That's like the one thing that's off.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So we just rambled for 40 minutes about food.
That Hell was, yeah, we did. We Fuck yeah, I'm bitches. Okay AON podcast
what else
is
are we
back.
Talk about?
Yeah, we are fully back in our wheel.
We could be talking about what shows we're in. Exactly.
No,
that's all we ever talk about at this point.
So let's
talk
about I'm glad we didn't. So let's take a break, because, man, do I got to go to the bathroom. And then we will come back and probably talk about what shows.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everyone, we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
And we are going to do a little thing called a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Nice.
And yeah, we got it, yo.
I feel like it's been a while.
Speaking of been a while.
Jesus.
As per usual, as of late, our Fast Five is going to be one of the ones that like just got scooped up in my spam filter or whatever.
Are we still in 2012?
Yes, we are.
Where are we at? Like, what
we're
month?
Getting there. We're getting there. I was going to get to that. Don't give me away.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So anyway, we've got a Fast Five tonight from a listener, perhaps former listener, hopefully current listener, Garrick.
Garrick.
Who sent us a few of these. And this one is from October 11th, 2012.
Huh.
Yeah. Note being, bit of a theme for this one. Question one,
ooh.
New York or Chicago?
Where do I want to do theater? And I think it's Chicago.
I feel like I might. God, it depends on the show you're doing.
Right? Like, I want to be in Chicago for anything like improv.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
not that there's not good improv in New York, but Chicago
City, yo.
I don't even know if I want to do Second City, but no, I just feel just, like because of that,
because
yeah,
of it.
The they theaters have around it would yeah. be more interesting.
Right.
Whereas if you're going to put together, you know, a show like Ducks, like Caucasian Ducks and Pandas, I would put that show up in some weird space in New York and watch it run for two, three years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the kind of place that would support like long form regular type theater.
Sure.
I think perhaps better than Chicago would. And so like it depends. Like, are you gonna do, if you're doing comedy or improv, I lean Chicago. If you're doing full blown like fringe through, you know, matinee theater, New York? Neither one of those is gonna be easy, but
no.
Those are both saying like assuming you're good enough.
Yeah.
But
well, assuming I'm good enough, I'm doing musicals on Broadway, motherfuckers.
Oh, in that case, you know what? Hang on.
This is about pizza.
There was also that.
I've been sitting here.
Hang on, never mind. It's pizza.
It's pizza.
And New York.
It was like the light bulb finally went on.
I gotta go to New York.
Ding.
Chicago is deep dish, right?
Yeah.
New York.
Oh, Chicago.
And again, sorry, Jennifer. Jennifer, our buddy from Poly in the Cities, who is amazing and awesome. And she
in
and
so
I,
many ways.
She and I have an ongoing like standing. We pick a night to go out when we find out there's a new place that does deep dish around here because she's still looking for like good deep dish in Minnesota. And we've gone like two or three of these now. But even if we find the best deep dish that's the most authentic to Chicago, if I think pizza, the pizza I want is New York style pizza. I don't ever go, fuck me, I want a pizza, and I want it to be 4.5 inches thick.
I don't want it to be super really thick that you need to eat with a fork and knife. I want it to be a huge slice that I fold in half and eat like a fucking taco.
Yeah.
Well, then get
I feel
a
like
taco.
That was the thing that...
I really fucking like deep dish. I've got to go Chicago, you guys.
Right, that's fair.
I have nothing against deep dish, but if I had to choose between the two...
If I got to have one or the other for the rest of my life. And this is the thing, we talked about this, Kennedy and I were talking about this.
Okay.
With the idea of, she and I went out to go talk theater and some other stuff, and we went to the Mill and ordered a pizza, and she was just like, ugh. And I was like, yeah. She's like, look, it's not New York style, exactly. But it's floppy enough I can fold it in half, therefore it's good. And I was like, yep, you know what? I kind of... That's not bad reasoning for me if you like that style of pizza.
God, I remember going to Mill, like, all the time for their
I went there at least once a week back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, beer and a slice. He's like, what's your beer for the month? And it was $3 and your slice is $2.50. And for $11,
seriously,
I
once went to Mill after an improv thing. Left my card there, came back the next day, went to go bay, couldn't find my card, and they were like, oh, wait. Like,
got you.
Yeah.
We got you. Yeah.
Like, they handed me back my card with my check.
So I'm going to say we had, what, 2 New Yorks and a Chicago on that one?
Yeah.
All right. Question 2. New York or Chicago?
All right, this one's...
This is not about pizza.
Not a pizza question.
This one's about theater.
This one's about theater. Okay.
This is the theater one.
This is the theater one, and I think... Like, okay, assuming I'm talented enough to do whatever I want, it's going to be musicals on Broadway, so New York.
Which one would I want to see theater in? I think New York.
Mm. Interesting.
I would want to go see fucking Broadway. I would want to see Hamilton.
That changes
I would want
the tone
to see,
of the question entirely. For
I would want to see...
I'd love to see Hamilton.
Right. I would want to see, you know...
Can we pause for a second? Fucking love the cast of Hamilton right now.
Sure.
I want to make out with all of them. Unpause.
Like, just aside from... all of the interesting things that make that show really interesting in a meta way, the music itself is really fucking good.
Yeah. It is very, very good.
But I would love to see see the producers on Broadway.
And that's
to go see.
If I was
just even the fucking weird ass Spider-Man on Broadway, Hedwig
up.
And the Angry Inch on Broadway, I would fucking watch that in a minute.
What you brought up though is the idea that like
actually I think it's a 68 minute
show. Are we talking about a theater we're talking about a town to go see theater in, or a town to go be in theater.
Mm-hmm.
And to me,
and I assume
that's
based on
answers.
The first two questions that we're going to get a bunch
this
of these.
Only the second question.
So I'm projecting.
You're projecting, sure,
indeed.
But
I'm saying which one would I want to see theater in?
But,
I'm going New York.
Okay, assuming it's want to see theater. I think my answer.
You can interpret it however you want.
No, but
to.
I mean,
that's
why
just
not?
My
we tend to kind of settle on one and then just all be wrong. Or right, whatever.
Well,
but I'm
going
to say, if you just want to see theater, I think it is probably New York for me. Because I think if it's immerse yourself and be the theater, I think it's Chicago because I feel like I'd have a better shot there.
Mm.
So I'm going to take your lead and say, okay, where would you rather go see shows? And the thing is, I would also obviously love to see the stand-up and improv happening in Chicago. But I would rather do that as someone who is working their way up through it.
Sure.
And so therefore, if I'm just touristing New York... is my choice, I think. So I'm going to go New York on this. And do we all answer on this one?
Mm-hmm.
New York.
Okay. Question 3. New York or Chicago?
This one is easy.
Oh.
Yep. This one is, do you want a Coney Island hot dog or a Chicago-style hot dog?
Chicago.
That's not easy.
Chicago.
Yeah. Chicago.
Fucking Chicago-style.
Chicago.
Easy.
They're both really good, though.
Yeah, but Chicago is clearly the winner.
That's a mood thing for me, man.
Mood has no place with food.
Look, I'm sorry.
I feel like the first 45 minutes of the show.
Right?
Coney Island hot dogs have their place, but a Chicago dog.
Chicago
Jesus,
dog.
Chicago is really good.
Right.
Seriously, like, Megan and I both...
Get
like,
the peppers
week,
on
like,
there and everything.
We were driving by Uncle Frankie's like, should we stop? No, we shouldn't stop. We should stop. Maybe. No, okay, we'll stop another time. Because, like, Uncle Frankie's and fucking Chicago
right.
dogs.
Oh,
best
my God,
in the city.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Chicago place on... West 7th? I know you haven't because it's in St. Paul, so fuck you, but really close to where,
oh, well,
where
have
Jesse
you been to
lives
the,
now.
The hot dog place on Lake Street in Lindo? Well, fuck you.
I've been to both of them, so, you know, fuck the both of you.
Jenny on World Traveler.
Chuck and Don's?
Hell yeah. World Traveler.
Chuck and Don's is pet.
That's pet food. It's,
World Traveler. I've been to Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Whoa.
You're right.
Whoa. Fucking stay down.
Right? Okay.
I actually need to take you there someday, Matt.
The hot dog place.
Oh my
place
God!
We
need to take Matt on a tour of St. Paul.
Food tour of St. Paul.
Yeah,
no, seriously, they've it's the whole like idea of this place is it's in a fucking diner car, like train diner car.
Mickey's?
Not Mickey's, but it's like the front
it's
of
a
it
similar
is
similar concept.
Very
yeah.
similar, but then they've got the kitchen built out of the side, very similar to Mickey's. But it's Chicago, like. Yeah. All their food is Chicago, and they've got Chicago dogs and Polish sausages, Chicago style, and they've got deep-fried, breaded mushrooms.
But do you know what's Ooh. Amazing is that for all of the Chicago and the deep-fry, it's not super greasy.
No.
Interesting.
It's really impressive.
Really good.
All right, yeah, I'm sold. We can do that.
Kay.
Let's do that.
But yeah, but you get their Chicago dog, and it's got like a hot pepper, just a whole pepper just put on top of the dog, and a slice of onion, and like just... Oh, Chicago.
All right, Chicago, Jenna?
Yeah, Chicago.
What did we say our contact even was?
Dogs.
Hot dogs. Dogs? Okay.
This one was hot dogs, yeah.
Oh, I like both, but I'm going to say Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably my favorite. Question four, New York or New England?
Ooh.
Now I'm trying to connect the two.
Right?
Chris and Rob's. That's what it's called. Chris and Rob's, yeah. Chicago's Taste Authority. And we need to go there.
New York, New England. I don't... What's the difference?
New England is Boston, Rhode Island, Connecticut, so like and getting into
seafood,
Maine.
Seafood, chowder?
Like, if people's space... If people are talking about...
I'm going to say preferred accent, and I'm going to go New England.
Oh! A preferred accent in New York.
Yeah?
Which is the better new? New England.
What's the new hotness?
Right?
Which has the better football team? I don't fucking...
Couldn't know where to
go. Yeah, whatever. I'm going New England on this, because Boston's got a soft place in my heart.
Wicked. I can't even do a Boston accent, but I fucking love it. Oh, my God. It delights me.
And finally, question five, New York or anywhere else?
Anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
What do you think the context is, then?
Doesn't matter. I feel restricted.
Where do you want to be on New Year's Eve and it's anywhere else?
You can be in New York and not in Times Square.
That's true. But I think that's kind of...
Because I'm also in Minneapolis and not in any crowded places, so...
I'm saying anywhere else just because New York sounds constrictive to me for pretty much any reason.
I don't know this one. I'm going to go to New York just because maybe it'll work out.
Cool.
Fair enough.
All right. That is our questions. And
very good questions.
Yay.
I enjoyed those.
Our answers. Question one, New York or Chicago? Which has better pizza?
Yes!
I called it.
I said Chicago.
New York. Then we all stand by our answers for the reasons we gave. Yeah, that's good. All right, cool. Question two. New York or Chicago? Which is better, hot dog?
This is
the hot dog question. So I think we all stand by our answers.
Yep.
We have
the wrong question.
Yeah.
Chicago on
this
one.
So that means that this next one's a wild card.
Uh-oh.
This is going to be the theater one. So
New York or Chicago? Which has / had... cooler mobsters? None of us.
Which is a shame because I was just talking about a mob Chicago. Show earlier.
So obviously Chicago had Capone.
Right, and that's the
first
thing.
Really,
and
also Capone just kind of...
Right, and the fact that we live in Minneapolis means that like a lot of those people also came
we had
here.
The caves and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
the caves. I grew up in Shakopee. It was known as Little Chicago.
Yep.
I think I mentioned before on the show, like the old First Avenue that existed in Shakopee had bullet holes in the wall from Prohibition era gangsters.
But New York had like... all of the big guys.
It did, yeah.
I'm gonna go to Chicago.
I gotta go to Chicago just because of the soft spot. Yeah, and which of course is irrelevant to what we picked first, but I'd say knowing the context, I go Chicago.
I'm gonna go New York.
I mean, that means I'm sticking with Chicago.
I mean,
Chicago
because
for different reasons.
Because of Capone, Chicago is the obvious choice, and because Capone is such a wild card, I am removing him from the mix. And I'm going with New York.
All right, fair enough.
Ridiculous.
Question four, New York
or New
England?
I like the way
that
you logic it amuses me.
I thought this might have been where they were going with this. Or where Garrick was going with this. New York or New England? Better clam chowder.
Yeah.
What's New York clam chowder?
It's the red one. Whereas New England is the white one.
It's the white sauce. Which, honestly,
I knew New England,
but it's
was
better.
The white sauce.
That's the one we all consider.
But I thought the red one was like... North Carolina or something like that.
Anyway.
The white sauce is clearly superior.
Yeah, the white one is definitely
that
superior.
That to me is, quote unquote, normal clam chowder.
Yeah. But I'm going to eat the New York because dairy.
Yeah, no, the thing is, I can't have it anymore.
Yeah.
But I did like it.
I did actually have like a cream of chicken thing the other day, and it was amazing.
And then your stomach hated you.
And then I regretted it.
Yeah.
But I also didn't regret it.
So I will say, you know, given my druthers, I take the New England. I will not eat it, but that's what I take.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally, New York or anywhere else, which has better bagels?
Oh.
I've never been to New York.
I've never had a New York bagel, so I really can't.
I know that people talk about that, and there's all this mythology around why. It's the water, it's the
blah,
ovens,
blah, blah, blah,
it's
blah,
the,
blah.
You know, and to me, that's all just like, this is how you just build mythology. Here's the thing. Even a shitty bagel out of the fridge at Cub is good.
Yep.
I've certainly had better bagels by even going to a chain like Brugger's or Einstein's.
Oh, yeah.
I've also had even better bagels by going to one-off shops that make their bagels. I don't think there's anything magical about a New York bagel. However, I've never been there.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, having had one.
I would say I'm not led to believe there's one spot on Earth that somehow circumstances conspire to make bagels a cut above the rest anywhere in the world. So for me, I go, I don't care where my bagel comes from. However, I would put the asterisk that says, after a visit to New York,
I don't actually know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where I was going with this was, I have been to other places wherein that was the place to get such food, such as I have had buffalo wings in Buffalo, and I have had pizza and pasta in Italy, and I have had, you know, things like that. And so to kind of extrapolate out from there, in some cases, yeah, clearly superior. In others,
I would say fish and chips in London is not necessarily better than fish and chips.
Exactly.
Here.
And pizza and pasta in Italy, holy shit. Pasta, very much this, it's kind of it the is, same.
Because you can only do so much.
And
know.
And the wings in Buffalo are wings. You know, so it can go both ways. And I feel like something as intricate as a pizza has more. No, as a pizza, has more opportunity to be better in a certain place. And I feel like the simplicity of a bagel is more about the toppings and stuff like
that. And
that's
why I think they have the idea of this mythology built around it.
Yeah.
Like, only we can make it this way because we use something you can only get here.
I mean, it's like a Philly cheesesteak in Philadelphia.
Seven times distilled sea salt water.
Right.
Like, the Philly cheesesteak in Philadelphia, don't get me wrong, really, really good.
But you know what I made it work that was pretty fucking boss? A Philly cheesesteak when I went and bought some Cheese Whiz and made a bucket.
Yeah, exactly. I've also had a Philly cheesesteak at fucking Steak Escape, and it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm cannot say for certainty, but I'm going with.
I'm going to say, like I said, with the any caveat else? That like I would be happily proven wrong, but I don't in a way that just using
I don't anticipate it.
Yeah, just using like deductive reasoning, I don't think. The opportunity that only one place in the world can make a good bagel.
You know what? I'm going to say anywhere else. And if you want to prove me wrong, you can bring me out to New York.
Yes. There you go.
So,
using the old noggin.
Yeah.
All right. On that note.
I have my moments.
Thank you so much for your Fast Five.
My God, right?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
We obviously have quite a bit of a backlog, but if you want to send us a Fast Five and you're a new listener, we always try to get those at the front of the list. So please send us a Fast Five. You send those to matt@aonpodcast.com. Obviously, this is in two parts. So send the first part, which is just the A or B questions, in one email, and the second set with the context in a second email. Send both of those to Matt. Give them similar titles in the subject line so he knows which ones go together. And
bonus points if you repeat the questions.
Absolutely.
In the context email. So I'm going to talk about a couple things real quick.
Do it.
Cool.
This past weekend we had our inaugural meeting for Die Laughing.
Laughing.
It is both ridiculous that we're already starting to talk about Die Laughing and also too late to start talking.
Yeah, right.
I had this conversation with Nate, right?
For those of you that never a good point.
No, for those of you that have not ever put together something that insane.
Yeah.
It is both way too early because none of us want to think about it yet. And there's also like we probably should have started 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
thankfully we did in like booking the venue and stuff, but
yeah. I mean, certain items were taken care of early. It's much more of the, you know, as we get to things.
My guess is that
how are we shifting things? What are we doing different? What are we doing the same?
Delegating
what issues do we need to
roles.
Take care of? Yeah, verifying that people know what is actually expected of them.
My guess is we will never not be terrified. By
yeah.
I think that's just
good.
Part and parcel,
I kind of hope not.
No, for sure. And that's what I'm saying.
I never
like,
want this event to be,
it can't
oh,
be
we're doing that thing
yeah.
again.
No, but it's just like every year we're like, We got this. Last year we said, let's start 3 weeks early. And we start 3 weeks early and go, we don't got this.
Right?
What the fuck? We should have started 6 weeks earlier.
I think this is possibly the earliest we have started.
I think it might be.
So, yeah. But we do have some really good ideas. We've got plots and plans and happenings.
Things are people in the company that are stepping in.
We do.
Taking roles. Like,
oh my god! Fun. And I fucking love our new people. The amount of energy that the new people bring into any situation.
Yeah. It is the best.
But
yeah.
These newer people,
also, they don't know fantastic. What they're getting themselves into.
Yes.
Also,
so don't say that too loud. Shut up.
They don't know what they're getting themselves
but
into.
I will say that I had my inaugural meeting, and I had all sorts of things available for people to drink. There was soda in the fridge. There was cider and beer. Tea is available. Like I can always heat water. And I had my True Stone coffee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. I bet I know where this is
going. It was pretty popular.
Which I added whiskey to because...
You know what's up.
Yeah.
Right?
No, we're not saying you have to add whiskey to True Stone.
No. It doesn't need whiskey.
No, it's not that that's the only way to make it good.
Oh,
for
God.
The flavor, does not need improving.
I just had
your
it with a little bit of milk.
Your life might need the improvement of whiskey.
Yeah.
But True Stone itself, a thing of beauty. Jenna, how would you describe people's reactions to having True Stone coffee at this meeting?
Oh, my God. Is that True Stone? Like, yeah, pretty much like that.
Yeah,
actually.
Like, you remember how we talk about it all the time?
Yeah, we talk about it all the
and
time.
And they're like, and yeah, but seriously, this is so good. It's like, yeah, where were you, asshole?
Yeah, seriously.
We talk about it constantly.
Yeah, we do, because it is that fucking good. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call out James from the Awful Copter podcast.
Please do.
He and I work together, and he has two bags of True Stone at his desk.
Now, I'm going to call out you, Salsa. As someone on the Apropos Nothing podcast, who must be aware it's on some level, or could be aware on some level, when James is not at his desk. There's no reason for James to have two bags.
No.
No. There is, coffee. Absolutely, because he's going to go through one very quickly and need a second one.
That's fine. Yeah. But if you...
But he... No,
I
he's...
Mean, I'm sorry.
No.
If someone...
No, see...
Would you relieve him of one of those
no,
bags?
No. I have plenty of True Stone at home. I leave the house with a thermos full of True Stone. And it does my heart good to know that he has, at his desk... Not only does he subscribe to True Stone and want the best coffee possible, but he has given himself... options.
Oh, so it's two different roasts.
It's two different roasts.
Oh, okay.
That's
fair enough.
So he can walk in on a given day and go, I'm feeling like last night was really rough. I've got a hangover. I need a really dark roast.
I mean, speaking of variety with True Stone, I was over at Eric Thompson's on Saturday for a game night. And he served me some cold press.
The cold press is so good.
Right.
Yeah, that is the great, I would say it's the be-all, end-all of pick-me-ups. Fuck energy drinks.
That cold press was the gateway coffee.
For a lot of people.
Like, got me through.
We pushed that on people like we were on playground in Chicago. And like, first one's free. And then, did that happen. I am currently at the tipping point of nearly opening the next bag I've got as my, I believe it's the Guatemalan that I've been having. And now I'm at the tipping point of, I can't remember what it is, but it's the first, I believe, dark roast I've gotten from True Stone. So I'm very excited for that, because most of what they do is a lighter roast, because when we had them on, as they talked about, you get different flavor profiles and it's a little more interesting with the light roast.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised to see a dark roast show up. And I was like, oh, that's awesome, because a lot of places, that's what I order, because most places, light roast is boring.
Yeah.
You know, it's
they
just,
don't know
all they mean
how
is weak.
To do it.
Yeah. They don't mean that it's like, oh, no.
It has become a byword for doesn't have as much kick.
Yes. And that's the thing.
Whereas dark is
a
byword for
that.
This is almost espresso.
Right. And so, like, and I like the idea of a richer, fuller body to my coffee. Whereas, you know, if you also like flavor... True Stone has taught me that you can enjoy a light or medium roast very, very much, because it gives you the flavor you want that you normally have to order a dark roast to get. And so I'm like, I would guess by the time we record next, but I will be into that dark roast.
And also listening to them talk about coffee like a sommelier talks about wine is just ridiculous.
So good.
Right.
So
we should point out, by the way, all this to say. True Stone is kind enough to help sponsor our podcast, which means if you are a listener to Apropos of Nothing, you can go to truestonecoffee.com.
And you should.
And of course you should. And, you know, browse around. Take a look. Decide for yourself. Do you need a light roast, a medium roast, a dark roast? Do you need some cold press?
And I will say, do you want to experiment with different kinds of coffee?
All of us need a cold press at some point in our lives. There's no reason not to have a backup cold press somewhere. So what I would suggest is, you know, browse around. Assume you're getting like a 4-pack of cold press or whatever.
Yep.
And then pick the kind of beans you think sound good, whatever that might be for you. And then now you know you're kind of covered.
Yeah.
You know, you can handle any situation. Alarm didn't go off. You wake up late for work. That's cold press
run
day.
Out the door.
That's cold press day. You got to get going.
I will, I personally drink coffee black because I think you shouldn't fuck it up. But my wife does put cream in hers. Yeah. And even she, like these cold press, she's like, not a problem. She opens it up. Yeah. I take the first swig out of it, and then she puts her cream right in the bottle.
Oh, smart.
Nice. That's very smart.
You know, and now she's got the cream in the bottle of cold press.
Yep.
Very clever. So, brilliant. I like it.
The most recent beans that I got were the Honduras Mercalla. Oh, my God. I might have a new favorite.
Nice.
It's, again, a light roast.
I really like Guatemala. That's been my favorite so far, I think.
No, I opened this up. I've been going off the Ethiopian for a while, and that's been pretty good. I know, right?
Fuck.
But I opened up this Honduras. Like, I had no idea what to expect. And that first sip of coffee, I was like, I may have just switched to a new favorite.
I will point out, and this might just, you know what? Fuck it. I'll out myself as potentially a bad parent during this bit. Austin.
Nobody's surprised.
Austin
Go ahead.
Desperately wants to be a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
So the boy on weekends is like, grab coffee tomorrow morning,
Ten now.
He's like, you want to grab coffee tomorrow morning? I'm like, sure. And so off and on for the last 6 months, you know, he'll push it enough and remember in the morning. And I'll make a pot of coffee. And I'll pour a cup of coffee for myself and him, you know, Eric or Megan, depending on who's over.
Yeah.
And his cup of coffee gets like a sip and it gets left alone. And he's just like, oh, I got cold too fast.
That's for you
now. It was this or whatever. And I'm like, buddy, I think you just don't like coffee. And that's okay. Like, it's fine to not like coffee. Not everybody likes it. My dad is in his 60s. He doesn't like coffee. He just doesn't drink it. You know? Like, but, you know, you're in, like, he's still young enough to be in, like, the hero worship phase of childhood.
Sure.
And it's like, but I'm trying to let him go, like, you don't have to drink coffee. Because I don't even drink coffee every morning. You know? Weekends, because to me, it's when I have time. I don't usually drink a cup of coffee right before I go to work. I want to have time to sit and just drink like 4 or 5 cups of coffee, watch a movie, relax.
Fireplace.
Exactly. Read a book, like, for me, coffee is like a thing you do to relax. Or like when you come home from work and you're like, cool.
See,
I'm gonna chill out.
I have two phases of coffee. I have what you're talking about, sit, enjoy, smell.
So good.
Experience coffee. And I have, I'm at work and I just need something to drink.
Former function.
Yeah.
Exactly. And when I am at work, I will drink the Starbucks coffee.
The stuff is free.
Exactly.
Somebody else already made it.
I'm working and I've got a lot of shit on my mind. I'm just going to pour this shit down my throat. And then but in the morning when I'm having my breakfast, it's fucking.
Yeah. Oh, I should cap my story too, which is the boy not liking coffee until this last weekend, where we made coffee and I gave him a cup of coffee, and he walked out of the room. He comes back in a few minutes and he gets an ice cube out of the freezer and he plops it in there to cool it off. And then a little bit later, he comes back in the room like, okay, here's where he goes and sets it by the dishes, and he grabs the pot and refills it.
Oh my god!
And he heads back out to play more video games. So I was like, what have I done?
So that kid's going to be so hyper now.
So for better or worse, like, thank you.
Well, honestly, I'm amazed because at his age, the taste buds are a lot more
sensitive. My sister was way into coffee very young, too. I was not. It took me until I think I was 15, maybe 16.
You know, a lot of people say that you have to get used to certain flavors, and fuck that. You're just getting older, and your taste buds are
need more.
Your taste buds change through it.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's definitely true.
Indeed, but it's
But yeah, so
and some people absolutely get started early. But
oh yeah, for sure. But it is a surprising choice. So on that note, we should move on from this. But we will once again remind you, if you would like to be as happy as we are, and honestly, guys, like we really do love this, and we really do drink it all the time.
Yeah.
And we really do recommend it to you. And so if you are on the fence...
I just got a medium roast.
Yeah, if you are on the fence...
And I'm looking forward to it.
Order a pound of coffee. try one. Mm-hmm. Honestly, try one, and once you've done that, post something on our Facebook, send us a message, you know, whatever, and let us know. Like, hey, I ordered some Chewstone, here's what I got.
Fuck it. If you live in Minneapolis, go to one of the small cafes around town that sells Chewstone, and get a cup of coffee there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you live nearby, try one.
Yeah.
You know, try before you buy if you want. But I know a lot of us.
But you will notice a difference. You'll get that cup of coffee and just go, this is a really fucking good cup of coffee.
But, you know, honestly, even if you're going to, you know, drop the scratch on a pound, it's not that much money. It is the same as buying the crappy shit in the grocery store.
And it can be even less money. It's
good.
Yeah.
Because you can use the promo code apropos, Jenna.
Apropos!
There you go. And get yourself a discount on your coffee because you are listening to our show. That is a great way to support both us, which is nice, and a company that is cool enough to support us, which, of course, if you support us, you are cool. And if they support us, they also must be cool.
Yeah.
That's how logic works.
Right.
So,
airtight.
Thanks again, Chewstone. Thank you again, everybody that's listening.
Yes.
On that note, anything we have to hit up before we get out of here?
You should go to the Bryant Lake Bowl on Friday. That is, no.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday. Better be Saturday.
Yeah, no, Saturday, because that's the day after. Right? I don't know how calendar. That is Saturday the 26th.
See why I quit?
Saturday the 26th. I've got a lot of shit going on this
mean,
week.
Mean.
Dates are all blending together. That is Saturday the 26th at 10 p.m. at the Bryant Lake Bowl Vilification Tennis. This is our You'll Regret This show. This is the Vilification Tennis War on the Holidays.
Christmas!
So
it's only Christmas.
Yep.
Christmas.
Because that's the one that everybody attacks.
Yep.
The jokes may be
everybody
more
being nobody.
Yeah.
But
God damn it, green coffee cup.
So there will be many jokes about masturbating Santa Clauses and things like that, I'm sure.
Should be good.
I don't have any jokes about masturbating Santa Clauses yet.
Yet.
Shit.
I bring that up so often now. I love that I've gotten that theory. Yet. So.
I just want to say, because I will also be in that vilification show, last Thursday we did our Fearless Funny Money Give to the Max Day.
Fuck yeah, we did.
Holy shit, that was a good time.
That was a super good time.
I think my favorite PowerPoint karaoke presentation by Duck Washington.
Jesus, that was good.
Oh my God. He had
overall, that
everybody
entire PowerPoint show was
That was a stellar show, and all of the shows were really good.
I really enjoyed watching that. Megan has never seen PowerPoint karaoke before.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was like, what is happening? And I was like, you get the premise, right? She goes, yeah, but what the fuck are they talking about? And I'm like, exactly. And she goes, every time something comes, she goes like, the slide would come up.
And you take a moment
while they look,
to appreciate,
and then when they
the
come
slide
back, the first sentence is always kind of what gives you, like, here's what I'm in for. And almost every time, she's like, what?
Right?
Which is exactly what you want from PowerPoint karaoke. It was so fun.
It was a super good show. Thank you to those that donated to our Give to the Max things. As far as our individual things, I totally won. So thank you, everybody, that made me look like I was popular. I appreciate that. Our goal was $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
We raised our $3,500 by 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we had a stretch goal of $4,000. And we hit that in a little bit more by midnight.
Yep, we were like just north of 4,100 and change.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yep.
Basically.
It was honestly, for a thing that is not a huge major fundraiser for us yet, the way Die Laughing is, which is our big, like, Die Laughing allows us to exist.
Yeah.
This is the thing where it's like, this would be an awesome way to make sure we can recoup losses or perhaps bump budgets for things and have a little more flexibility. This is wildly successful. And
a reset button, if you will.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. It was just like, okay, you know, as any company is, if you've got a budget that lasts for the year, as you reach the end of the year, things are going to be stretched a little thinner. And it's like, oh, shit, now we have this extra little bump where we have a little breathing room. Or if someone has a last-minute idea of like, oh, shit, what if we added this to a show or we did X, Y, or Z? It's no longer impossible because the money is not all necessarily spoken for. And so, and that again is only possible because people like you listening, whether wherever you live or whether you came in person or whatnot, took the time and spent some of your hard-earned money.
Yeah.
Dropping us some coin on that particular day. And again, big shout out to Jim Lewis, our managing director,
yep.
who set up a matching grant with the Shockey yes. JCs, which basically made this whole thing possible for
yeah.
us. We would not have made our goal had it not been that this organization said, okay, cool. You guys think you can pull off this one-day fundraiser for your company. We'll match $1,500. And
yeah.
we did. Relatively quickly.
Right?
And that's great. And I hope that is something that is encouraging to people in the future. And yeah. I hope that is something that people realize means that there is a base of not just fans, but committed fans that will help take care of us and our ideas for shows and allow us to bring you better entertainment in the future. So, yeah, if you were one of the people that watched or listened or looked at photos or liked us on Facebook or donated money, anything at all, honestly, helps. So, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The other shout-out I want to give, too, is to the Mounds Theater.
Oh, yes.
I love that venue.
Because, yeah. That venue is fucking
great. Oh, my God, right?
Not only is the venue itself great, but the people running that venue
the people are
fucking great.
Amazing.
They're truly awesome.
And
yeah.
They also had a Give to the Max
yep.
Yeah, the Mounds Theater itself is run as a nonprofit.
Exactly. So they also were trying to make money. And so the fact that they were willing to partner with us basically in that endeavor
and
to
allow both of us to help each other reach our goals.
Exactly. Yeah. We scratched each other's back on that to try to raise some money for each other.
For sure.
And yeah. that theater needs a lot more people. It's you showing up to shows.
It is
I love that place.
Great venue, and it is well yeah. kept. The sound and yeah. audio stuff is amazing in there.
Klingon Christmas Carol opens first weekend of December.
Exactly, and it will be amazing. It's because it is a wonderful venue.
Oh, yeah.
But the plans they have make it so much more.
Right.
But, as we've talked about for years now with Fearless, it is a slow uphill journey. And they're doing that same slog with us.
Yep.
And so they're some that I do not begrudge whatsoever
yep.
sharing some of that love with, because they've been incredibly kind to us. You heard me talk about it when we were doing Inferno, just the unfettered access to having a venue to rehearse mm-hmm. in is astounding. And they do great work. They're good people. And that's a really cool theater that mm-hmm. more people should be doing really great shows in. And we helped make that happen a little bit by having our show there. And you can help make that happen by supporting them. And, thanks again for supporting us.
And they've got really good beer.
They really do. Because all their
I don't
beer
know
comes
about
from,
the beer, but
She
their
Brewery.
Mixed drinks
yeah, She Brewery.
Amazing.
Which is so good.
Super tasty stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else we need to...
I think for once,
I think I'm good.
I don't have anything. A little far out yet, but
just got done with a huge stretch of
everything.
Stuff. This
yeah.
is kind of your breathing.
I honestly
moment.
Purposely not booked myself or anything right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this is kind of your. I need to take a breath moment.
Yeah. So for me, the next thing will be. Hey, you know what? We just did one, and it was a blast, and we'll be doing one again soon. Fearless Lab has become kind of my baby in the company. And it has been a hoot. If you are local and would like to perform there, send me an email. matt.alex@gmail.com. Put Fearless Lab in the subject. And that's how you get booked. If you are local and are not a performer type or not sure you want to perform, come see the show. It's at Honey, second Tuesday of every month in general. And so the next one will be December 13th. And other than that, I'm just enjoying the idea that I can kind of go... and play a video game.
Yeah.
So, I think, with that said...
Is that it?
I'm good.
We're good.
Everything?
Radley, did you have any last-minute things to add?
You guys are awesome.
Aww.
And, yes, trumpeting.
Tell us the truth.
Trumpeting.
No, you guys,
Radley pockets a $5 bill, so also just kidding.
No, that'd be my $5. Thank you.
And the cycle continues.
No, I guess I am coming off of a long, long stretch of teaching and whatnot, but I am strengthened by my students. We just got done with performances in my class,
oh, cool.
and they were so freaking amazing. I'm actually, feel better about the future of humanity.
Good.
Which, in these times, is hard right now. So, I just, I want to leave on a hopeful note.
Excellent. So. And with Yay. That, we hope all of you are doing well. Taking care of yourselves and each other. And hopefully we will talk to you again next week. Until such time, eat the fucking cake. Bye-bye.
everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.